We are towards the end of Siman Tov, Kuf, Nun, Dalid, Ilchos Tisha B'Av. And yesterday we did Ni'ilas HaSandal, Vavasif Tez Zayin, and Yud Zayin. We missed one point, we ran out of time. The bracha that we say every morning, Brechas HaShachar, Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki Hashem, we thank Hashem who has provided for all our needs. Chazal say that specifically refers to shoes. So the question arises, on a day that we're not allowed to wear shoes, like Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, does one say the bracha? So the Mishabura at the end of Sif Katan Lamed Aleph writes, Afa pisha also b'tisha b'av uv Yom Kippur b'ni'ilas ha-sanda, mikamakom iskimu harbe achronim shiyuchol levarech birkas she'asa li kol tzarki. So the Mishmer brings out from harbe achronim that you can still say the bracha. In the Sharatzion ois lamid test, he brings down from the Prima Gadim that is the minog. There are those that don't have such a minog. Someone showed me last night that in the Siddur Hagra on Yom Kippur, I guess it was Siddur, the Machzor for the Gra, that bracha was not there. So the Gra did not say Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. The Arizal did not say Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. And Dirshu brings down a beautiful Tzushtel that is a Machlokes. Rishonim, Achronim, in general about the Birchas HaShachar. Are the Birchas HaShachar on my personal Hana'ah? That's what the Mechaber seems to say. Or the Ramah says, no, it's on the Minhag HaOlam. Even if a person has not benefited from this thing or can't benefit from this thing, he'll still make the bracha because we're thanking Hashem. That's how Hashem made the world in general, even though there are exceptions to the rule. So if you need to get the Hana'ah, so you don't have the shoes, on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, then you wouldn't say the bracha. If it's on Minhag HaOlam in general, then you would say the bracha. There are those that want to make such a lishitasa. I don't know if the sides exactly line up. It does fit in. It sounds good. You have to check if the shitas exactly line up. Okay, so that's the conclusion of Tazayin. The svarim that I saw, the American svarim, all right, that the meaning is to say the bracha. The Chazon Ish didn't, so I didn't. There's different minhagim. Some say the bracha, some don't say the bracha. So the Arizal, I don't know about the Gra. The Arizal, they say, said it at night when he put on his shoes. Now there are others who want to say that. Even those who say not to say the bracha, that's only if you're walking around all day in socks. But if you're walking around in your canvas kids, or perhaps Crocs, so then even that shita perhaps would say that it's okay. Okay, there's different minhagim, different ways of doing it. Clearly, the Mishabura Sharat Tzion say that the minig is to say it. What? The Chazon Ish, I think, did not say it. It could be Rosh Shlomo Zalman. I didn't see in Halicha Shlomo, I didn't see a discussion. He often goes with Shitas Hagra, which has evolved into Minig Yerushalayim. I don't know. Okay. Seif Yud Ches Yud Tes, continuing with the Chameshas Inuyim, discusses Tashmish. Tov Kuf Nun Dal Seif Yud Ches, Yesh Mi She'omer Shelo Yisham Belal Tisha B'Av Im Ishto Bamita. As a geder, the Mishabura brings down Sifkaton Lamed Zayin. Ayin lekaman Tuf Reish Tezvav Hilchas Yom Kippur. The Aser Ligabi Ishto Ki Ilu Hi Nida. The Efsher Duadim B'Tishabav. There's more room to be nekel, they say, on Tisha B'Av day than Yom Kippur day. Yom Kippur day, everyone is dressed up in their Shabbos clothes, so there might be more of a Yetzahara. On Tisha B'Av, everyone is supposed to be dressed down, and therefore there's less of a Yetzahara, so there's more room to be nekel on Tisha B'Av Bayom than there is on Yom Kippur. In terms of Harchakos in general, there's a big Machlokes HaPoskim if one should be Makbid on Harchakos in general on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Dirshu brings down a Machlokes, says that Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote in the name of Rabbi Yoshev that Harchakos are not relevant. That's a big Machlokes HaPoskim as well. Se'if Yud Tes Imchal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbes Mutar B'Kulon Afilu B'Tash B'Shamita. So when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, what is the status of that Shabbos? So here there's a big Machlokes Rishonim. Some say that some point to the Halachas of Sudam Afsekes, where we learn that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, Shalashudis of Shabbos Afilu Kesudas Shlomo Amalek B'Shaito, and you don't have to hold back at all, which sounds like Afilu B'Tashmish. Others point to the halacha that Chas V'Shalom, someone who is Koiver Meso Beregel, someone's Nifter on Yontif, so the Shiva is pushed off until after Yontif, but Dvarim Shebetzina Kolel Tashmish is knowing already on Yontif. And that's how they understand Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. That is a din as Misha Meso on Kover Meso on Yontif, even though the Shiva starts later, but right now Dvarim Shebetzina are Noheg. So it's a big Machlekes Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber says, Imchal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos Mutu B'Kula Nefila B'Tash M'Shamita. Hagah says the Ramah, V'yesh oisun tash v'amita v'chein noagim. The Mishnah brings down the two sides. One points to the Gemara about Suda Shlomo B'Shaito, that you don't have to refrain from anything on Shabbos and extend it. And the oisun point to the halach of Kover Meso B'Regel. The Mishnah points out on the v'chein noagim of the Ramah that the Gabbai in Shul is supposed to announce Leil Shabbos, Shechabo Tisha B'Av, Dvarim Shebetzina, Noheg. And the Sharatzion, Ois Mem Hei, brings down those say not to say it because of the late Sonim. Se'if Chaf. Ein She'ela Shalom Lachavera B'Tisha B'Av. Just like in Avel, there's not supposed to be She'ela Shalom. Hu Adin on Tisha B'Av. We're not supposed to ask how you doing. Even Mishnah Berurah says, "Hu adin lomalo tzafra tava." Even to say good morning to greet people is aser. So ein shila shalom machavera b'tisha b'av. The hedyoto she'enam yodim inosin shalom. So if someone doesn't know and they greet you, may shivin lam b'sofer rafa over kovid rosh. So in a very somber, serious manner, a person can respond. The Mishnah Berurah says, from the Issa of Shila Shalom, we also learn out that you're not allowed to give gifts on Tisha B'Av. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that the minig really is not to give gifts for the entire 9 days period, but you see from this Mishnah Berurah Magen Avraham that really meikar din the 9 days is mutter. The itzah of giving gifts is an extension of Sheila Shalom. Sheila Shalom is not relevant in the 9 days. Sheila Shalom is aser on Tisha B'Av itself. So meikar din it's really only on Tisha B'Av that one's not allowed to give gifts, but there is a minig that not to give gifts for the entire 9 days period. That's Se'if Chaf. Se'if Chaf Aleph. Yesh mi she'omer shelo yelech v'yitayel bashuk kidei shelo yabal yedei schok v'kalus v'hitu. So we mentioned this before, that the point of Tisha B'Av is to internalize the Chorban and feel the Chorban in all of its ramifications, you know, just to bring it into, if it's being locked up in our homes for the last 4 months, if it's issues with children and issues with parnasa and issues with health and issues with anything that anybody has, is all an extension of the Churban. And that is the focus of Tisha B'Av, focusing on the tzaras and the tzar hashchina, and Hashem is pained by all of our individual tzaros, and not to go for walks and schmoozing and hanging out in the park. Now, Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out that nowadays, he says, Akshadara, people are very medactic in halacha, but he says, I felt like he was talking to me, we can spend all day learning Hilchas Tisha B'Av, but at the end of the day, we still have not spent time doing the Avodas Hayom, which even though learning Hilchas Tisha B'Av is one of those things you're allowed to do even on Tisha B'Av itself, but the Avodah of the 3 weeks and the 9 days and Kol Shekein Tisha B'Av itself is to internalize Churban Beis HaMikdash. So even the things that we're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's a reshus, that whole discussion that we had Friday night and we mentioned on Sunday, at the end of the day, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that the Iker Avodah has to be focusing on the Churban and trying to feel the tzar of the Golus and what Klal Yisrael has been through for 2,000 years, and feeling the loss of the Beis HaMikdash and everything that is involved with that. Seif Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, discuss the Isser of Malacha. What? Rosh Hashanah Zalman himself read a history book that talks about the tkufa of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Rav Nachman Zalman's Sefer doesn't love Sifrei Musar on Tisha B'Av. They bring down the Meiri. He said, you had to learn Sifrei Musar on Tisha B'Av. And as the Rambam points out, Hilchos Taniyos, that I think that... Okay, I have to think it through and look into it. But part of feeling the Churban is feeling the Averas that caused the Churban and working on ourselves to correct those things so we can be Zaychet to bring the Geula. So I think it can go, it's not like you're saying, it could be, on the one hand, it could be two different things, but they are supposed to go hand in hand, and ultimately the Tainis is supposed to inspire us to become better, and the Sifrei Musar is what can help us do that. It's a long day, there's time for both. The Mishnah in the Perek in Pesachim, Makom Shenagu, gives a whole list of Minig HaMakom, and one of those Mishnayis, Pesachim Nundalid, Makom Shenagu Lasas Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osin, Makom Shenagu Shelo Lasas Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Ein Osin. So Malacha and Tisha B'Av, according to the Mishnah, depends on Minig HaMakom. And then the Mishnah says, V'chol Makom Tamidei Chachamim Arbato. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, La'olam yaseh adam atzal tamo chacham. And they ask Steve Shimon ben Gamliel, what about you, Ara? It looks like you're about Gaiva. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't look like Gaiva. Just looks like you're out of a job, like millions and millions of people are out of work. Malachu deles leg pulchazi kama batlani ika bashuka. Nowadays is even more batlani ika bashuka, not necessarily by choice. But tzareinu Arav. So this is Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Chaf Beis Makom Shenagu Lasas Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osin V'Makom Shenagu Shelo Lasos Ein Osin V'Chom Makom Tamidei Chachamim B'Teilim V'Kol Arotze Lasos Atzmo Tamid Chacham L'Inyan Zeh Oseh L'Inyan Zeh. I don't know if that was the Lashon HaMishnah. I think that there are some things where we don't have the right to call ourselves Tamidei Chachamim. That would be Yura, that would be Gaiva. Over here it's okay. The Bir Alacha points out, Ukehayom, Minig Kol Yisrael, Bekol Makom, Shalom La'asos. From the Mati Yehuda, the Minig nowadays is not to do Malacha. Mati Yehuda, then the Bir Alacha clarifies, V'kavanasa hurak ad chatzos. Minig Kol Makom ad chatzos is not to do Malacha. After that, the severity of Tisha B'Av itself starts to wind down somewhat. Mishabosif Kata Mem Gimel, why not to do Malacha? Not to be distracted. Shlo Yasichu Daita Me'avelus. Mitamze Gambalayla also be Malacha. Leil Tisha B'Av no Malacha. Tisha B'Av morning no Malacha. Let's see. Continues the Machaber. Vafilu B'Makom Shinagu Shalola Asos Mutter Al Yedei Nochri. afilo beveso. However, the Mishnah points out sifkata memvav, but livnos binyan, something that's very public and noisy, the avsham ilsa aser afilu al yedei nachri. Then the Sharatzion has a whole discussion. If you have a store and you have a Nachri working in the store for you, is that also Bifarhesia or not Bifarhesia? Maybe that should also be a problem. Upragmatia laharviach ulistake b'makun shenagu shelo lasos malacha. Aser, in a place where the man gets not to malacha, you can't even do business. Ramakum shenagu la'asos mutter ela shema ma'et, you should minimize your business. Shafilu mishenichlas av me'mata minisavlita, we already learned that even when, in theory, when Rosh Chodesh Av comes in, the Mishnah tells us, the Brayse does mematin, the Masa mematin. So we said nowadays everything is considered kedei parnasoso, so we're meiko by the 9 days in general, but when it comes to Tisha B'Av, one should be me'ma'et. Mamait in business. Haga v'lo nagu b'sim malacha ki'im ad chatzos, says the Rama. V'nagu lachmer ad chatzos b'kot malacha. Now, does it mean it can't turn on the light? Like, how are we defining malacha? No, we're not defining malacha the way we defined it on Shabbos. Kot malacha sheish b'shihu iksas afilu ma'ise hedyot. Something that takes some time and it will distract us. Avodavah she'ein bo shihu ikon hadlakas nero. Turning on the light doesn't take any time. Even in the olden days, okshira, the chadome, something that goes very quickly, it's not going to distract you and take time, is muteris. V'lachlov haparos, milking cows, tov la'asos ha'yidei nachri, im efshar be'nachri. That is a whole discussion, if that's necessary, or you could do it yourself. Mishabura says, "Im ef shabri nachri mutter laasosa baatzmo kama b'cholamor ve'ayim bebir grashim etzadi l'hokel tamid adayisah baatzmo." The Yisrael could do it himself. Why? Because the next mechaber Sif Chav Gimel tells us, "Meleches davar ha'avid mutter kederach sh'amr b'cholamor," and milking cows is considered a davar ha'avid, and therefore the Gras says that one does not need a nachri to do it for him. Continue to mechaber Sif Chav Dalid. Kol oisa malacha b'tisha b'av, ein haroes simin bracha me'osa malacha. So even in a makom where the meaning is that you're allowed to go to work, says the Mishnah, afilu b'makom shenagu la'asos, v'afilu l'acha chatzos. But one who goes to work is ein haroes simin bracha me'osa malacha. I think this includes the Matzav Amatam. Let's see. Continues in Mishabura. Davka kishekovea atzma la malacha. Umeisiach daito meaveilus. Vialkein avshamutu lisa vlitan acha chatzos. Lo yimshoch basokov kadesh lo yasiach daito min haaveilus. So, what does that mean? It means me'ikar adin, it's mutter, but you're not roeh simin bracha. I asked this question to Rav Nemezal many years ago. When it says it's mutter, but ain't roeh simin bracha. So then, if you're doing malacha, no one does malacha lishma. Malacha is done for a purpose. If you're not going to be roeh simin bracha from that malacha, in doing the malacha, there's a chisaron in your amunah tzachamim. Chazal tell you you're not going to be roeh simin bracha. So why are you even allowed to do that malacha? Me'ikar adin, it's mutter. Mitzad hilchos tisha b'av, it should be mutter. But mitzad hilchos, Chazal, Hilchos Munas Chachamim and Munas Teresh Baal Peh, it should be Aser. I don't know. I don't remember what he answered me. But I remember the question. So I don't know. Here, Dirshu brings down the question of the girls who save our lives every year and do a kaitana for the little kids. So he brings that from Rebbe Yashiv. Na'ara ha'osak kaitana b'tisha b'av. Ein la lakacha kesev b'toras tasha muschar el arach b'toras matana. I don't know what that means exactly. It means that they can give the option, you don't have to pay me. If you want, you can give me a matana, or you have to pay me, but you have to call it a matana. That sounds a little bit, you know. But you see, even by such a thing, he says, So Dirshu brings down, we have the same thing by Malacha on Purim, same thing by Malacha be'erev Shabbos mena mincha l'mala. So he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah says, okay, you'll make 500 shekel over here, but then you'll have two cavities, and that will cost you 500 shekel over there, and you're not going to win from that malacha. Now, does that help if you call it a matana? Maybe. I don't know, it sounds funny. I don't know. Si'if chav hey, this is the end of Tav Kuf Nun Dalib. Which is also Medina de Mishnah, even though obviously the minig is ready from Rosh Chodesh. All of Akos of Omer, Batihi Avonosam, Al Atzmosam. Then the last line of the Mishnah Berurah over here is Kedai hu beis Elokeinu litztar al churbano al kolponim yom echad bashana. He's saying, even though it's a long, hard, difficult fast, Kedai hu beis Elokeinu litztar al churbano al kolponim yom echad bashana. That's the end of Tav Kuf Nun Dalet.